The colorful wardrobe.
彩色衣柜.
Anna and her friends explore the world of clothing and discover different fashion styles, from jackets to shoes.
Anna 和她的朋友们探索服装的世界, 发现了各种风格, 从夹克到鞋子.
On a sunny morning, Anna and her friends decide to go shopping.
一个阳光明媚的早晨, Anna 和她的朋友们决定去购物.
They go to a big shopping mall.
他们去了一个很大的购物中心.
Anna first looks at clothes.
Anna 首先去看衣服.
She likes a yellow dress.
她喜欢黄色连衣裙.
Her friends say the dress is pretty.
她的朋友们说, 这件衣服很漂亮.
Then they go to a shoe store.
然后, 他们去鞋店.
Anna finds some red shoes.
Anna 看中了一双红色的鞋子.
Her friends want the same shoes.
她的朋友们也想买同样的.
They are very happy.
他们非常开心.
They continue to look for hats.
他们继续寻找帽子.
There are many colorful hats in the shop.
商店里有许多五颜六色的帽子.
Anna chooses a blue hat.
Anna 选择了一顶蓝色的帽子.
Her friends pick green hats.
她的朋友们挑选绿色的帽子.
Anna and her friends are happy.
Anna 和朋友们很开心.
They buy colorful clothes.
他们买了色彩缤纷的衣服.
They are excited to wear new clothes.
他们为每个人穿新衣服感到兴奋.
The perfect home.
完美的家.
Max moves to a new apartment and learns about the different rooms and their furniture.
Max 搬到新公寓, 认识了不同的房间及其家具.
His new house is big.
他的新房子很大.
There is a big sofa in the living room.
客厅里有一张大沙发.
The kitchen has a beautiful fridge.
厨房里有一个漂亮的冰箱.
The bathroom has blue walls.
浴室有蓝色的墙.
The bedroom has a big bed.
卧室有一张大床.
The curtains are green.
窗帘是绿色的.
There are many doors between rooms.
房间之间有许多门.
The study is very quiet.
书房很安静.
He likes the garden a lot.
他很喜欢花园.
There are many trees in the yard.
院子里有许多树.
In the dining room, he has a big table.
在餐厅里, 他有一张大桌子.
There is a plate of fruit on the table.
餐桌上有一盆水果.
This is his new home.
这是他的新家.
He enjoys living there.
他喜欢住在那里.
He is happy at home.
他在家里很开心.
He says it is his dream home.
他说这是他理想的家.
Thoughts on the calendar.
关于日历的思考.
Lena plans her weekly schedule and masters the challenges to note all appointments correctly.
雷娜计划她的周计划, 并努力应对挑战, 正确记录所有约会.
Every Sunday evening, Lena sits down.
每个星期天晚上, 雷娜都会坐下来.
She opens her calendar app.
她打开她的日历应用程序.
First, she checks her work schedule.
首先, 她检查她的工作安排.
She has several important meetings.
她有几次重要会议.
Then, she reviews her personal appointments.
然后, 她查看她的私人约会.
Dinner with friends and workouts at the gym.
与朋友外出就餐, 去健身房锻炼.
She also allocates a weekly writing time.
她还计划每周写作时间.
Sometimes the schedule is tight.
有时候, 时间表很紧张.
She often feels stressed.
她时常觉得很有压力.
Nevertheless, she finds ways to cope.
尽管如此, 她仍然找到了应对的方法.
Planning makes her feel organized.
计划构建让她感觉井井有条.
Every weekend, she prepares for the new week.
每个周末, 她为新的一周做准备.
She reflects on the past days.
她回顾过去的日子.
She sets goals for the coming week.
她为接下来的一周设置目标.
Lena's planning process is simple.
雷娜的计划程序很简单.
Small daily actions make a big impact.
小的日常动作产生了巨大的影响.
The whims of nature.
自然的浮躁.
Tom monitors various weather forecasts and begins to understand the complex patterns of weather.
Tom 跟踪不同的天气预报, 并开始理解天气的复杂模式。
One afternoon, he saw a black cloud rolling in from afar.
一天下午，他看到一片乌云从远方滚来。
The weather turned cold and wet.
天气变得又冷又湿。
However, according to the forecast, the rain should stop by the evening.
然而，根据预报，雨应该会在晚上停止。
Experiencing the sudden shift in weather gave Tom a new respect for the power of nature.
经历天气的突然转变，让汤姆对自然的力量产生了新的尊重。
That evening, the wind cleared the clouds away, and stars appeared.
当晚，风吹散了乌云，星星出现了。
Tom felt relieved seeing this spectacle.
看到这一景象，汤姆感到欢慰。
The next morning, fog enveloped the entire valley.
第二天早晨，雾弥漫了整个山谷。
Tom was surprised at how quickly the weather changed again.
汤姆惊讶的是，天气又变了。
He started to realize how unpredictable the weather could be.
他开始意识到，天气是多么难以预测。
As his interest grew, he started reading books about climate change.
随着他的兴趣加深，他开始阅读关于气候变化的书籍。
Months later, he accumulated a wealth of knowledge.
几个月后，他积累了丰富的知识。
He was able to predict certain weather patterns.
他能够预测某些天气模式。
Others in the village started to rely on his forecasts.
村里的其他人开始依赖他的预测。
In a way, he became the community's unofficial meteorologist.
在某种程度上，他成为社区的非正式气象学家。
Even though his predictions were not always accurate, his efforts were appreciated.
尽管他的预测并非总是准确，他的努力得到了认可。
Tom realized that his discoveries were not just about the weather.
汤姆发现他的新发现不仅仅是关于天气的。
They also revealed the unpredictability of life itself.
他们还揭示了生活的不可预测性。
Paul guides his readers through the vibrant city of Metropolis, describing its rich infrastructure and cultural diversity.
保罗带领他的读者穿过充满活力的大都市，并描述了丰富的基础设施和文化多样性。
The adventure begins with Paul boarding the state-of-the-art subway.
坐上最先进的地铁，保罗的探险之旅开始了。
The city's transport system is considered one of the most advanced in the world.
这座城市的交通系统被认为是世界上最发达的之一。
Each station hosts artistic creations that make daily commuting a visual pleasure.
每一站都有艺术家的创作，使日常通勤成为一种视觉享受。
In the city center, the height of skyscrapers is astonishing.
在市中心，摩天大楼的高度令人惊叹。
These buildings are marvels of engineering.
这些建筑是工程的奇迹。
Each one boasts a unique design reflecting eclectic creativity.
每一座都拥有独特的设计，反映出不拘一格的创造力。
In the parks, residents enjoy the shaded, leafy retreats.
在公园，居民享受着绿树成荫的休憩空间。
The parks are not only places for relaxation, but also venues for cultural events.
这些公园不仅是放松的地方，也是文化活动的举办地。
Paul pauses at an open-air concert, feeling the unifying power of music.
保罗在露天音乐会上停留，感受到音乐的力量团结人心。
Along the river, people stroll along the banks, enjoying the breeze.
沿着河流，人们在岸边散步，享受微风。
The river is the heart of the city, with bridges connecting its diverse districts.
这条河是城市的心脏，其桥梁连接不同的区。
At dusk, lights begin to shimmer on the water, creating a mesmerizing effect.
傍晚时分，灯光开始映照在河面上，令人如痴如醉。
As night falls, the city exudes an unparalleled vibrancy.
夜幕降临时，这座城市散发出一种无与伦比的活力。
Each neighborhood has its own distinct atmosphere.
每个街区都有自己的氛围。
From street markets to opulent galleries, treasures await exploration.
无论是街头集市还是豪华画廊，都能找到可供探索的珍宝。
Paul discovers a quaint bookstore with volumes from around the world.
保罗发现了一个小型书店，其藏书来自世界各地。
He explores every corner, seeking new stories.
他在每个角落探索，寻求新的故事。
The city's nightlife is dreamlike, diverse, and vibrant.
城市的夜生活如梦如幻，多样且充满活力。